I think David Price has probably got the best chance of all of the British, all of the other British heavyweights, of not only winning titles, but being a long-standing champion. You know, he's got the physique, he's got the height, he's got the reach. You know, he's got the chin. You know, people keep talking about his chin. He got stopped in the amateurs, but getting stopped in the amateurs with the referees, I don't know what the hell they're talking about. I mean, I've hit Price on the chin with good shots, and, you know, he's never gone down. You know, he's got a dig on him, so I can be testament to that, because I've sparred with Price for many years now, from 2008, for even before then, even when I was a cruiserweight, I'd done some sparring with him. So I know David Price. You know, if he's guided correctly, if he's got the right fights at the right time, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, he will be world champion. You know, I believe he's head and shoulders above the likes of Tyson Fury. You know, and that's the clear reason why I believe Tyson Fury is going to straight up avoid fighting David Price, because Price schooled him in the amateurs, and I'd love to see that fight in the pros, because, you know, I've heard Tyson saying he doesn't need Price, but he does need Price. If he wants to claim he's the best in Britain, you got to fight the British champion. And he's going to stay as far away from Price as possible. But fingers crossed, the public demand, Tyson Fury's got to fight David Price, because I think that'll be a great fight, but it'll be a fight that I know that the British title will stay in Liverpool.
Is it important that Pricey doesn't get dragged into a mega fight too soon with one of the big boys, of which you're one of them, or a Klitschko? Or, you know, is it important that he still bides his time?
And it's not so much biding time, it's about learning, it's about getting out there. He hasn't even been tested. In any of his fights, he's never really been tested. You know, he hasn't fought anyone who's been able to cause him any problems, and he hasn't really had to dig in any of the fights. So you need to go through those type of experiences before you challenge for one of these big titles, because if he finds himself in a position he's never been in before, at world level, against a guy like, say, Vladimir Klitschko, it could be too late. So he needs to get out there, maybe the European, get on the European scene, get in there with some guys who can test him, if there is someone who could test him, and then sort of build himself up, get used to going the distance at a good pace. So when his title chance does come, you know, it's not a gamble. He'll know within himself, I can win this fight. And he's not just hoping that he's got what it takes. He'll know it because he's been through the experiences time and time again. But without a doubt, David's got all the physical attributes to make it happen. It's just up to him and his team. He's got a great coach. As long as they just keep doing what they're doing, I'm sure within 2 years, he'll be knocking on the world title door. No doubt about it.